Aside from the day-to-day demands of producing popular and safe foods, there appears to be an ever-growing list of pressures on manufacturers, such as improving sustainability practices, battling training shortages, and overcoming the financial constraints placed on them by the retailers. Another issue we can add to that list, according to the charity Compassion in World Farming, is improving animal welfare standards. I'm Gary Scattergood for Food Manufacture, and I've been joined by the organisation's head of food business, Dr. Tracy Jones, to find out how she thinks the industry is doing in this regard and what more she'd like to see happen. Tracy, very good to speak to you. What's your top-line assessment of how food and drink manufacturers in the UK are performing in terms of animal welfare today?
It's quite mixed, really. The way that we can assess how well they're doing are through our awards programme, where we recognise brands for their higher animal welfare policies in their supply chain, or through our business benchmark for animal welfare, which looks at their transparency on animal welfare policies throughout their company. Some companies are doing very well. Tier 2 animal welfare is integrated into their business strategy, and Noble Foods and Unilever are very good examples of that. Others are making progress, and frankly others, there's no evidence that they have animal welfare on their agenda.
So as an organisation, what type of food manufacturing businesses are you keen to work with?
Well, the aim of the Food Business Programme is to raise baseline standards for farm animal welfare throughout supply chains. This means that we really have to target the biggest companies because they impact the largest number of animals. So large companies are our target. We do like to recognise smaller companies, obviously, and we do have a small, medium-sized enterprise process in order to do that.
So when you start working with some of the major food manufacturers, what are the big changes that you like to see them make?
To take ownership and have responsibility for animal welfare throughout their supply chain. And that usually starts in a leading brand. And what we like to see is that they make commitments for those brands and encourage them to move across the species as well. So increase the number of brands in which they've made animal welfare commitments. It's also very important that they communicate those animal welfare policies and commitments not only to the consumer, so that the consumer's bought in and understands animal welfare issues, but also that they're transparent on websites, CSR programs, etc., so that wider interested bodies can also see what they're doing in animal welfare.
So many manufacturers out there are already meeting baseline welfare requirements. I suspect their concern will be that even higher animal welfare measures will lead to higher costs, perhaps costs that retailers and consumers won't be willing to absorb. How do you overcome those fears?
Price is an issue for the consumer, obviously, and what we've seen is that the price differential, say, on eggs and for dairy is relatively low between standard production systems and higher welfare production systems. For meat products, the differential tends to be a little bit higher. But the important thing here is that we bring the consumer with us, that they understand why welfare is important and the benefits of higher welfare, not only for the animals, but also for themselves, for the consumers.
So in the time that you've been with the organisation here, what's the biggest success story that you've had of working with a major manufacturer to bring about improved animal welfare standards?
One of our biggest success stories is with a company, a global company, in fact, that started off with us on this journey in 2007, and that's Unilever. They were awarded a Good Egg Award in 2008 for putting cage-free eggs and free-range eggs in many places in their Hellmann's mayonnaise range. Carve and Amora, their other brands, also followed with cage-free. And they are the largest dressing people in the world, really, so huge impact on laying hen welfare. The great thing about Unilever is they didn't stop there. They also looked at other awards, so they then had continuous improvement by other species. So they won a Good Dairy Award in 2011 with Ben & Jerry's for their commitments for not only dairy cows, but also dairy calves. And a Good Chicken Award in 2012 with their Unox brand. Unilever has also driven some market shift. We can't reach every company, and so we need the market to do that for us. And we've seen other brands, other own labels, such as Heinz, Asda's mayonnaise, Tesco's own mayonnaise, go cage-free as well, without engagement with us. And that's the market doing the work. And that's what we want, is the market to drive these improvements in animal welfare. And Unilever's a great example of that.
That's Tracy Jones from Compassion in World Farming explaining how she's been able to see some improvements in animal welfare by targeting big companies like Unilever and then seeing the rest of the market follow. I'm Gary Scattergood for Food Manufacture.